right, everybody. Welcome back into the podcast. My name is Brady McLaughlin, your host. So glad to have you back in here today as we discuss three things you probably didn't know about your CPR card. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Number one, e-cards versus hard copy paper cards. The American Heart Association, as well as many other CPR certifying bodies across the United States and really across the world, now really have two options for CPR course completion cards. Number one, the traditional hard copy paper card, and number two, the e-card or electronic card. Paper cards, we all know them, we've grown up around them, we're familiar with them. They come in usually wallet-sized formats. Other printed cards can come in a certificate size, but really these are there tried and true over time. They contain the course information, the course type, the student name, issue date, recommended renewal date, and then on the back of the card usually there's training center information, training center ID numbers, contact information, instructor name and ID number, as well as a signature for the card holder. The e-card is a little different. They now have these cards that are issued electronically, of course, to the student's email. It has all the same information I just mentioned on the paper card. There's also usually a QR code or some other identifying number that's relative just to that certification card. That enables the cardholder, employer, or other entity to validate and verify that card to make sure it is current and to make sure it's not a forgery. So it's pretty cool. The other great thing about e-cards is you never need to order a replacement CPR card if you lose your paper copy. You can simply go to the website, download another copy, print it and go, or even you can keep it on your smartphone or other device. So it's pretty cool, e-cards. The second thing I wanted to discuss was the expiration date or the recommended renewal date of CPR cards. We get calls all the time from nurses saying, hey, it's August 16th, my card expires today. Well, really, their card may have been issued on August 16th 2 years ago, but the recommended renewal date for all American Heart Association cards is actually 2 years to the last day of the month from the date that that individual was certified. So let's just use August 16th, for example. Well, that card, if issued August 16th of 2014, is actually valid until August 31st, or the end of the month, 2 years later, which would be 2016. So it's a kind of a misconception that people have, and I just wanted to clear that up. The last thing I wanted to mention was the requirement to have your CPR card issued to all students within 20 business days of the class. Now, according to the AHA's rule book, which we call the PAM, the Program Administration Manual, training centers are supposed to do that within 20 business days of any CPR class that their instructors teach. Now, sometimes this doesn't happen for a variety of reasons. Maybe the instructor didn't complete their paperwork correctly. Maybe there's some documentation missing. Maybe there was a delay in submitting the paperwork. Also, training centers may have a backlog in processing cards, etc. But there is that 20-day deadline. If you don't get your card, you may want to reach back out to your instructor to check on that. I can tell you on behalf of TRIO Safety CPR and AED, we issue all cards to students the same day of the certification class. That way there's never any waiting, and hey, you earn the card, right? Hey, this is Brady McLaughlin. So glad to have you again on the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. We look forward to talking with you again soon.